Hi everyone, Mark here. This sidetrack comes from our longer conversation from last week about TLC. Here, Nicole talks a lot about the three members of TLC and specifically pays tribute to Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
But also at that time, it was T-Boz and Chili and Lisa Left Eye Lopez. And Lisa Lopez was really the creative force behind TLC. Like, she wrote a lot of their music and wanted to bring in like edgier tones. She thought of herself as more of a rap artist. And she was thrown into this group. She was very young. They all were. And they brought in her to offer this edge. And she offered so much creativity and like artistry to the group, but didn't like being in an R&B group. She even had her own.
She wanted to be in a hip hop group.
She wanted to be a solo hip hop. She wanted to be a rapper. And she even, at the time of her death, was recording a solo album.
It was around the same time they were doing the 3D album, right?
Yes. So she was recording a solo album around the time that they were doing the 3D album, which was their final studio album. And then Lisa died. She died tragically. She was 31 years old. And she died under really mysterious circumstances. Like, she flipped her car in Honduras and died. It was a van. There were 7 people in the van. She was the only one that died. At that time, she was living in Honduras, recording her solo album and staying in like a new age retreat where she was trying to find herself and really connect with nature and connect with her spirituality. And she had a lot of demons, and a lot of people think that the demons kind of caught up with her. There's a lot of speculation around her death. But what they ended up doing, and I'm ranting now about TLC, so buckle up. They took all the stuff that she recorded for her solo album that was never released and kind of jammed it into the TLC style for their final album, 3D.
That's wild.
That they released after Left Eye's death. And it is wild. There's no real critical acclaim for that album. The label made them record it. They were in such deep grief over losing what they said was their sister that the label gave them an ultimatum and said, hey, either you finish this album that we started and we release it, or we're going to put out a greatest hits album and then you guys are done. And T-Boz and Chili were like, we're not done yet. So we're going to struggle and push through. And the album's very dark. It's very, very dark. And you hear like a dead Left Eye Lopez rapping over tracks that was meant to be her solo album.
Not TLC at all.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really interesting.
I have to say, I don't think I've heard anything off of that album.
No, you probably wouldn't. It wasn't. I mean, they were in mourning. It wasn't great. It was very formulaic.
I mean, it's worth mentioning. I mean, this song that we're talking about, Baby, 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 has a Chili part. This does not have a Left Eye rap. Of those early hits, this is the only one that doesn't have a Left Eye rap, right?
Yeah.
So
And Chili was like, she framed herself as more of an R&B artist. And that's the flavor that she brought to TLC for sure.
Yeah, that makes sense. I knew, of course, Left Eye died. It crashed in Honduras. I had no idea that the week before or 2 weeks before, she was in another car accident in which a young boy was killed. Yeah. She wasn't driving.
Yeah.
But gosh, you talk about demons, like it's like a 90s horror movie and there's something chasing her, you know?
She said explicitly, like there's documentaries about her that have footage that someone was like real footage, not recreations of her saying like, there's a demon following me. Don't you see him? Don't you see that demon? He's been following us for weeks. And from a mental health perspective, I mean, that reads to me like schizophrenia. Or something that has hallucinations involved. She was in Honduras at like a spiritual retreat. Who knows if she was using drugs at that retreat? Who knows? I mean, that's something we do, like, you know, psychedelic retreats to find yourself and connect with nature. And we do know that psychedelics would inhibit any hereditary latent schizophrenia or that type of presentation.
Would inhibit? Oh, you mean would like bring it out?
Yeah. We all know someone in high school that took too much acid and never came back, right? And I'm not saying that was what was going on with Left Eye, but There is footage of her being like, there's been a demon following me. He's right there. I can see him. And he's going to get me. And that's her words are saying that this demon's going to get me soon. Any day now, he's going to get me. And it's haunting. It's so haunting.
Yeah.
She was troubled. Tell me about it. She was. And very, very creative and like prolific. But
she was also, I think before any of that was coming out, like central to the drama while the group was at their height, too. Like
she was.
The fire with her, you know, abuser boyfriend's house and things like mm-hmm. that. Like she was very much tabloid fodder in a way that could not have helped
she was.
Any mental illness challenges she was having.
She was. She had a relationship with Andre Rice, who was a football player, and it was an abusive relationship. And he had a lot of emotional control over her. And would be just abusive, physically and mentally abusive to her. She would show up for rehearsals with her nails ripped out of her fingers and like blood all over her and bruises. And he admitted to hitting her in self-defense, which is crazy because she was like 5 feet
she's
tall.
Like 5 foot
and he's
nothing,
like an NFL
and he's
linebacker
he's
or whatever.
A wide receiver. Yeah.
Right. So, all right. And then they had a fight. It was very heated, like, you know, not to make a joke about it. And she put all of his sneakers in the bathtub and lit them on fire and burnt down half his house. And that's what the tabloids published was like, she's crazy.
Her reaction, not his causes.
Yes. And
it.
Like her reaction, it's not like a stable reaction,
correct.
But that's what happened. And it became really what the tabloids focused on. And that led her to even further separate from the group. When they were doing promotion for fan mail, you can see her in clips. Like, she's just not into it. You know,
yeah.
You see T-Boz and Chili really trying to, like, get the energy up and, like, sell the records. And Left Eye just didn't show up half the time. And when she did, she thought it was stupid because she wanted to be a rapper. She didn't want to do this stuff anymore. And also, she had mental illness. Like, she was in a codependent relationship. And it was toxic. She didn't like being the center of attention. And it's not until she went to Honduras that she felt really free, that she could like find herself, which is it's really unfortunate where that path led her.
Do you like to laugh, geek out on music, and learn all about that band or artist who had that one song back in the day, but then seemed to fall off the face of the earth? If so, you need to subscribe to One Hit Thunder. Together with an array of interesting and hilarious guests, we do a weekly dive into one-hit wonders like Eiffel 65's Blue, Krayshawn's Gucci Gucci, EMF's Unbelievable, Delamitri's Roll to Me, Los Del Rio's Macarena, Musical Youth's Pass the Dutchie, and even Patrick Swayze's She's Like the Wind. So are you subscribed to One Hit Thunder or what? As Desiree would say, you gotta be. And as K7 would encourage, you gotta come, baby, come and join in on the fun of the One Hit Thunder podcast.
Gosh.
It's so much. There's so much. It's so intriguing from like a mental health perspective, like everything that's going on in this group, not just with Left Eye, but also T-Boz or Tion from onset of TLC had sickle cell and she had to have a lot of blood transfusion. She was very weak a lot, would have to take oxygen backstage and get a lot of antibiotics and stuff just to keep herself going. And that was always the way for her. She always struggled with that. Then later in life, she was diagnosed with like a brain tumor that affected a part of her brain that she had to get surgically removed. And because of where it was, like, I'm not going to get into the neuroscience of it, but because where it was on her brain, the doctors gave her a choice. Like, if we're in surgery and we need to surrender something so you can live, would you rather be your voice, your face, or your balance? Like that was the decision that they gave her going to the surgery. And she's like, I'm a performer. Like I need all
you
of those things.
Oh my gosh.
So they said to pick one.
Yeah.
Right? Not to put it lightly, but like which one would you pick? And that was after TLC kind of dissolved when they were thinking about going on tour again, just her and Chili. So she said, I want my voice, I need my balance, but you can save my face last. And she ended up with like partial paralysis. Like in later interviews with her, you'll see she'll often like turn her head so you only see one side of her face. Or if she's laughing, she'll cover her face because she has paralysis in half of her face from that brain tumor and brain surgery.
She got through it and
she's
everything.
She's fine. Yeah, she got through it. They just toured again. Like, they were rehearsing during COVID and just went on a tour, just Chili and T-Boz and a lot of backup dancers that did more of the heavy lifting because T-Boz can't move as much as she used to, but Chili's still getting after it. But after 3D, which was their last studio album that they kind of recorded using Left Eye's existing content, they stopped and like went and had families and kind of just
stopped putting out records.
But then did go on tour. They even toured 3D without Lisa and played during like her parts. They would have videos of her from previous performances that they would just play the videos and like the big screen behind them. And you see Chili and T-Boz on stage dancing and like Lisa's there too.
It's like
crazy.
A foreshadow of the Tupac hologram from years later.
Yeah. It's that same motif. But also, you know, to go back to Waterfalls, which I think even like the most superficial TLC fan, or even if you hate TLC, like you can appreciate the topical importance of that song at that time. That was something that Lisa Left Eye wrote. Like, it was one of the first songs that she really had her stamp on. It's like, this is my song. This is what I want my music to sound like. So after her breakup, or one of her breakups with Andre Rison, she had this, she was driving and it was raining, and she thought like, even in the darkest moments, you're going to find the light. And then she went home and just wrote Waterfalls. And, you know, you cannot call yourself a 40-year-old woman if you cannot do that whole rap to Waterfalls. Like, you don't get, you get your woman card taken away. Elder millennial card. It's a long one too. I could do it in my sleep. I won't now, but like, yes.
Off
like,
mic, you know, maybe
very, very off mic, like in the confines of my own shower while I'm crying and doing the dance. Nevermind the Music is hosted by me, Nicole Vatcher, and Mark Pompany. Mark also produces our podcast. Please be sure to subscribe and leave us a rating and review.
Let us know what you think on social media. We're at Never Music Pod on all the major platforms. You can also send us an email at nevermusicpod@gmail.com. Every so often, we'll do a mailbag episode where we'll answer your burning questions.
Thanks for listening.